Hey, special guest in the studio. We've got Dave Ox from Crested Butte Mountain Bike Association and Conservation Corps. Good morning, Dave Ox.
Good morning, Mr. Bush and KBUT.
Right on. Thanks for coming in to join us. As you know, we're in our membership drive, and we thought it important to bring in some of our favorite people from the community to talk about what they're doing and how we can support them and how you guys kind of use us as a tool to kind of help get the word out for your events and your causes and happening. So, you know, the thing that's fresh on my mind is Fat Bike Worlds just finished up. You guys did it on your own this year, and it looked like it was a glowing success.
It was, and for the first year in 5 years, we had amazing weather, which is obviously of great benefit, but it was a great success. We had a good time.
Nice. It looked like a record turnout.
I was right around the average for the last couple of years.
Cool.
And the bike polo was actually something that was a really cool addition, too, just to add some Elk Avenue downtown fun the night before, so that was really, really cool.
And I heard no injuries.
I don't believe it. I don't know how. There's got to be some hand or elbow injuries I did not hear about, but there was some carnage for sure, and it was fun, you know, viewing for sure, but I didn't hear of anything in particular.
Cool. Has the transition to independence been a good thing for you guys?
Yeah, it was a little bit rough coming off just a huge summer and then jumping right into this and, like, you know, the creation of a new website. I mean, all that kind of stuff was a little bit large to grasp at first, but we didn't. We got a great staff at Simba Now with Lauren is our development director, Lauren Kelliker, and she putting a ton of time getting websites dialed, getting just the infrastructure dialed for putting on the race from our point of view, from our standpoint. Yeah. So it was great.
Your communications are really strong, and I keep up with the events and everything the Conservation Corps does to kind of keep the trails cleaned up, keep awareness high, communications high for trail stewardship and everything. And how's Conservation Corps doing, and how did everything wrap up last year, and what's happening this year for the Corps?
It's a great question. It's one I love talking about, because last year we actually saw less trash. And I'd like to attribute that to getting the word out and having more, you know, boots on the ground, people out there to inspire that stewardship, if you will. I think just the visual idea of seeing somebody, our guys, when they're out there, and our gal, they get a lot of questions. People are like, who are you? They see them, they're uniformed at first. They think they're law enforcement. But, you know, just that visual, that, you know, putting eyes on them is a great indicator and awareness for people to ask questions and find out why they're there. And that definitely instills a sense of stewardship in people that we have witnessed. And we think it's working. So we're very, very proud of it. Obviously, we're going into our fourth year. Obviously, we're ramping up for the summer. And we're looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah, it seems like people are receptive, too. I haven't heard a lot of people taking on, you know, our stewards on the trails. You know, it's mainly they just need to know, and they're not aware. You know, don't drive through the flowers, you know, just...
Yeah, some of them
park
just
here.
Don't know. They just and you know what? They're on vacation.
Right.
So they kind of turn their brain off. And again, it helps having that. Just that visual is a very, very big leap for us.
It's so vital. Well, what were some of the highlights from the Mountain Bike Association's perspective from last year?
You know, last year, obviously, the Middle Cement Creek Trail was an amazing project for us. We had a slow start to the year in that we did not do our National Trails Day project, which kind of just took a toll more so on myself and perhaps members of the board, just because it's something that we're very, willing to do every year, and it's a big part of our events and our programming. But to have Middle Cement Creek Trail go in last year and start a big part of our Riders Off the Road process and a big part of our trail planning process was enormous. And it's our amazing partnership with the U.S. Forest Service. We're incredibly psyched about that trail, especially because for once we actually got to put in more of a directional trail. It's definitely more of a downhill trail, which we don't normally get to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very exciting.
Every year it seems like you guys have a major project that gets accomplished. I remember when Baxter opened all the way, that was huge. It's right in my backyard. And
yep.
And then I heard that one of the projects on the horizon is connecting Gunsight to OB Joyful. Is that something that may happen this next year?
Hoping so. And again, not in our hands really, except for the fact that we're going to be out there helping for sure between the Conservation Corps and Volunteers Day or Volunteer Days, if that's possible. The Land Trust and the BLM are running that.
Right.
They seem very gung-ho to get it going this year too, so I can't speak on their behalf. But we're just super psyched to hear that is also moving forward. And if we get the go-ahead, we'll be right there.
Yeah, I just heard that this morning from Noel at a meeting. He mentioned that as being a possibility. I thought that was a great common sense
Amazing.
Thing.
Amazing. Yeah.
What are some big things on your plate for this year?
So for this year, it is projects like that. And a big part of what we're doing now in our, we're calling it our short-term plan. We're calling it a five-year plan for a while, but that has obviously morphed and just it continues to evolve. And a lot of that is just through connections and communications with people. Again, we're working with the Forest Service. We're working with different constituents. But the main thing is looking to better connectivity, better access, mm-hmm. and improvements to an existing network of trails. So we get that, you know, new trails sometimes, as much as people in this town want to hear about new trails and want to ride new trails, there's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot of other obstacles to overcome. So what we're kind of trying to focus on right now is a better connectivity mm-hmm. and utilizing our existing network to create better recreation experiences, better connectivity, better access, and the main thing is getting riders off the road. And that's a big part of what the Middle Cement Creek Trail is.
Right.
Gunsight to OBJ, great example. I mean, the amount of people that have to drive out of OB Joyful to go recreate somewhere else is kind of disturbing. So again, providing these opportunities for people to recreate right from where they are in an existing impacted area, thumbs up. It's great stuff.
Yeah. I've heard long term there's some talk about connecting town to CB South, you know, without having to go over the hill. That would be fun too.
I know
that's a long term thing.
Indeed.
So how are you guys and the Conservation Corp funded?
You know, we do receive a lot of support from our municipal partners, which is enormous. The town of Crested Butte, the town of Mount Crested Butte, you name it, friends and partners like the Land Trust, the Tourism and Prosperity Partnership, TAP, has been a huge supporter for all these years as well. We've had some great supporters, whether it's Mountains Express locally and those kind of organizations, to bike shops, and then to private funders. And we see them, you know, 60% of it is private funding, so the majority of it is our efforts to fundraise and create that the opportunities for the Conservation Corps. They continue to grow every year, so we continually seem to need more and more funding,
right.
But we just see that much needed resource out there, and we're dedicated to doing it, finding those funds and making it happen. So, I mean, each year is a little bit scary because on January 1st, it's like we have $0 again and it starts from scratch. So it always keeps us busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's very parallel to us too. You know, we're in the middle of our membership drive, and our members make up a big chunk of our budget as well, like they do yours. And it's fun, just the collaborations that we have with people like you guys, and we love promoting your events and on the radio, and we broadcast from time to time, and
yep.
I know you like to broadcast, and you have a voice, and you like to be on the microphone. We need to make you a DJ one of these days.
Not enough time in the day for that. I'm looking for that 25-hour day still, you know?
All right, someday, guys, we're gonna get Ox to be a DJ here at KBUT, but talk about how, you know, the community works together to make things happen, you know, and We help support you guys, and you guys really support KBUT and help promote us while you're doing your events as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Again, so many members of this community in so many different ways, and I know I left out some people I was just mentioning there who are big supporters too, but between people like 1% or, again, KBUT, I mean, the amount of reciprocal work that we all do together is really quite amazing, and again, it's testament to why we live here and why people find this place so magical. It's incredible, and I love hearing from tons of people like, you know, hey, I had no idea about your work days until I heard it from KBUT. So when we hear stuff like that, it's huge for us. But again, all of us looking out for each other. I don't know if I know many climates where the nonprofits are not as competitive. You know, I mean, we're all competitive per se, but you know, the fact that we all work together is, again, you know, testament to how amazing this community is and how we all very much share a lot of the same values, which is awesome.
Yeah, everything works together better than separately, right?
Than fighting, yeah.
Let's take five and play a song. This is Deer Hunter. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Dave Ox from Crested Butte Mountain Bike Association.
I have dreams.
Black Tambourine from Beck off Guero from 2006. Hey, we're in the studio with Dave Ox, Executive Director of Crested Butte Mountain Bike Association and the Conservation Corps. Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you back. Well, it's good to be back, bud.
Round two, here we go. First of all, I want to mention that everyone who donates to KBUT during our membership drive is automatically entered into our grand prize drawing for a three-night stay for two at any Vail Resort in Colorado, Utah, or California, including two-day lift tickets and rentals, as well as dining and spa vouchers, thanks to Vail Resort's Epic Promise program. You can get more information by going to kbut.org or calling 349-7444. As I mentioned, we're in a membership drive, and we're talking to community members who are really making a difference and who are partners with KBUT, and Crested Butte Mountain Bike Association and Conservation Corps are a big part of our community and a big part of what we support, and we appreciate you being here and appreciate all you do, Dave.
Thanks, bud.
Yep. So, round two, where do you guys kind of feel like you most need support?
You know, we kind of need it in two fields, if you will. And again, you know, Simba is broadening our horizons in many ways. But, you know, the main thing is Simba is really our volunteer arm. That's our main community function or community arm. It's our volunteer wing. That's where all the great trails come from too. I mean, it's amazing to talk about this community and how quickly people here can put in a trail. How many people know what a bench cut is? How many people know what a backslope is? And you can give somebody a tool for the most part around here for most of these work days and just say, hey, you know, you're in section 7. Let's throw a little backslope in there. Get a good 18-inch bench in there, and you know, make sure you throw out your spoils, and they'll take a tool and run away and go do it, which is amazing. So you know, Simba's the bread and butter. It's the oldest mountain bike club in the world, and we're never going to let that go. And at the same time, that's just the volunteer community-based thing. So we love our memberships. And our adult membership is $30. Our couple membership is $50. Our family is $100. And just to have the community support is huge. So for having, you know, again, getting people involved with Simba by just even throwing $30 at us and people that use the trails, whether they're bikers or hikers or runners or whatever it is amazing. And then the other thing is the Conservation Corps. And that's because we were kind of chatted about a little bit already. But, you know, come January 1, we're back down to $0 for the Conservation Corps. It's about $153,000 budget between all the labor for the crews and the supplies, the tools and everything that's needed. And, you know, we do need that function to be heavily supported as well. We have received some amazing support over the years. We've diversified our support because of the Conservation Corps, which has been amazing for us. But between both of those, and it really does all come back to Simba, we do need basically those two arms, if you will, are the main areas we need that support.
Yeah. Trails are year-round now. And, we're snowshoeing and fat biking in the winter and Nordic skiing. And then in the summer, we're hiking and we're riding bikes. And I've heard that you guys are kind of broadening the scope of your efforts. You know, it is mountain biking, but it's a lot more year round now. So are you guys reformatting your brand, your message in any way?
It's a great question, and it is a lot more than that. And we have had the discussion. We've got a lot of other, you know, coals in the fire, if you will, irons in the fire, and we're not there just yet. However, there has been discussion of would we ever change our name, and we'll never, like I said, get rid of the fact that we are the oldest mountain bike club in the world since 1983. I mean, that's something we're incredibly proud of, and at our heart and at the root of it all, we are a mountain bike organization, but we are very much a trails organization. This past summer, in addition to what the Conservation Corps does, we helped the Land Trust and actually was a Vail program as well, an Epic Promise program, to put in a new, a better, more sustainable trail for Long Lake. So again, that's not allowed to mountain bike on, but that is something that we know is very important to the community. So again, we do feel like we're a lot more of a trails organization than just a mountain bike organization. So there's some work to do in the future there, and whether it ever becomes Crested Butte Trails or not, we don't know, but you know, the discussion is being had.
Yep. Yeah, I've heard that. That's great. Well, I'd like to thank, on behalf of the station, the Ox family for pledging their support for during our winter pledge drive during this program, Transistor Radio. We really appreciate you guys, the Ox family, for, and I know you guys are trail stewards yourselves personally and professionally, so KBUT loves what you're doing, and we appreciate your support too. So jot that one down, Sandy, and let's shift gears for a minute. So this is something that we were laughing about in the break, people listening to music while riding, and there's a couple of different kinds. There's, you know, the pods, where you're the only one that's hearing your music, and there's the people that are broadcasting to everyone the music they want to hear.
For the Mormons to hear, right?
So what are your thoughts on all that?
You know, a lot of people are really going out there for the solitude and the, you know, the serenity of it all. So I think the blaring music from a platform is a little bit, you know, disturbing for a lot of people. I think you see a lot of sneers and a lot of jeers. At the same time, at least those people can hear better. There is definitely a problem out there with people having the buds in, the earbuds, the irony, right? Having the earbuds in and not being able to hear. And there's no doubt about it. It's caused some friction. And there have been some negative experiences out there because of it. So, I mean, to me, it's important that you should be able to hear what's going on around you. And I think that goes for wildlife purposes as well. You know, you should be attuned to that. If people are going to do it, you know, maybe it's better to just put one earbud in so you can hear out of the other ear, and at least you're catching some tunes. But there's no doubt about it because of the impacts that are out there and the amount of just sheer volume. And again, you can obviously get further out there and get away. But it seems like, especially on those towns or the trails closer to town, it's a much better experience for everybody, I would say, if people are able to tune into each other, well, to nature, but tune into each other when it's needed to maintain those good experiences and not be totally, you know, in your own world out there with the music jam. And so again, Everybody's got their own way of doing it, but there's no doubt about it. Better experiences can be had if we're all kind of just respecting each other.
Yeah, and the hikers too. Yeah, sometimes I'll wear music, but I'll have it way down. I've seen hikers get startled when riders come up fast,
real quick.
But sometimes it's because they're listening to music real loud. But yeah, we just all have to pay attention, be mindful, listen.
Yeah, and then there's other people out there
when we're broadcasting the music. do it during Bridges of the Butte.
Make sure it's reggae.
And make sure it's right. Or Led Zeppelin.
Or Led Zeppelin. Either one. Most people love reggae or Led Zeppelin.
Okay. I'm hearkening back to one of the first Fat Bike World Championships when Led Zeppelin performed outdoors, and that was something amazing. I'll never forget.
Amazing.
Yeah. So where are the best places to stream KBUT while riding or hiking? You know, we broadcast throughout the valley. You can hear it almost to the top of Powderhorn to the west and all the way up Jack's Cabin and just about to Taylor, depending on the weather.
Depending on the weather. Sure. I'd say top of Red Lady. You know,
you go.
You can also call your mom from the top of Red Lady. You know? always a good reminder.
Good reception and good views at the top of Red Lady.
Good views.
Excellent. So how many miles of trail? I hear the word 700, but I think we've blown past that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 750 was what, it's interesting how before TAP was really kind of taking that on and really trying to examine that and created that app that really gave us the definitive evidence. Mm-hmm. We were kind of guessing around 750, and that's actually what it turned out to be. I would say over the last couple of years with some, obviously there's more trails down in Hartman's, some trails coming online at Signal Peak, which is amazing, between Baxter Gulch, which is a new 6-mile trail, so that added up, you know, a big part of it too. Same thing with little pieces like the Middle Cement Creek Trail of last year. That was another extra mile that got added. So, you know, what are we up to? I don't know exactly what it is. I'd say it's probably 760. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. It seems like every couple of years, a little bit more and more happens here and there. So it's probably right around there.
And is that all north of Almont?
No, that's for the entire valley.
Gunnison Valley, okay.
This end of the valley, we're thinking like around, again, 425, 450.
Yeah. When I tell people that number, it blows them away.
It's crazy.
I was like, you're not going to get bored. There's plenty of options. Yep. And you don't have to drive. You can ride from here and get to a lot of it.
It's one of the best points right there.
And you connect most of it. Mm-hmm. So, And then I'm also hearing that we're having as many, if not more, visitors during the summer as we are during the winter. Now that Vail's here, that might balance, but it's just a testament to these trails and this access and the beauty and peace, of course, and everything, but the trails are a big part of it.
Indeed, and there's no doubt summer's completely dwarfed the winter. It seems like even this winter's kind of just seeming a little bit softer. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, I just got out of a meeting. We're talking about just the impacts on Gothic Road and stuff like that. And to go out to Judd Falls on a weekend or July 5th can be a little bit troublesome for us that live here. It's just kind of it's a difficult sight to see those kind of impacts. So yeah, we definitely have some issues, and we're not alone in that regard. Almost all tourist and visitor towns are seeing the same thing. I mean, at the same time, there's no doubt about it. It's a place of unparalleled beauty, and everybody wants to get out there and get their peace, you know. So great to see this community really coming together to really kind of work on some of these problems that we're having and look to solutions. And again, that's something that Simba's really proud to be a part of, because we very much cherish those experiences in our backyard, our backcountry, and we don't want to see it destroyed. So we're doing everything we can in our power to help there too.
Well, yeah, it's an evolution, and you never think it's a mixed blessing to be loved, but people love being here and people love coming here and hanging out, and so we're embracing it and we're evolving with it, and you guys are doing an amazing job, and KBUT is behind you guys all the way, and I know you guys are behind us. And one more little mention, we're in our membership drive, and I want to thank the Ox family for their support, and Paul Yule from Trek for Life for his call-in of support. And you guys can call us 970-349-7444 or KBUT to join the club. We're calling it a membership drive this year. It's not just a pledge, you know. We want you to be a part of the club, and we've got some cool swag. You know, Dave's going to go home with what are you going to take, Dave? You're going to take the gloves.
Not the buff. We got enough buffs.
You've got plenty of buffs, so you're going to go. You're probably going to go with the gloves and the
maybe the glove and the beanie.
The pom pom beanie.
The gloves got the little, you know,
the little finger thing, so you don't have to take them off.
There you go. Yeah. What do we call that thing? The iPhone interactiveness.
The electric fingertip.
Electric fingers.
Whatever you want to call it. But anyway, I want to thank Dave Ox, executive director with Crested Butte Mountain Bike Association and Conservation Corps, for coming in and chatting with us and continuing the community collaboration during our membership drive, and best wishes to you guys this year in 2020.
Thank you, Bud, and thank you all you KBUT listeners and to KBUT for being awesome partners and supporters of ours as well.
Right on. This is Transistor Radio and KBUT 90.3 Community Radio for the Gunnison Valley.